503 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, giving you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Special guest in the studio right now. I'd love to introduce him, but he does a way better job introducing himself. Tell everybody who's in the studio, my man.
Cali, baby.
Chris Calico, man. It's great to see you, man. This feels like home every time I come here, dude.
Man, because you are at home, man, when you up here at Highway 503 Jams, man.
This feels like home, man. So thanks for having me back, brother.
I'm glad to have you here in the studio, fresh off the plane, in town, man. Fly High Tour coming through Topeka and KC this weekend, huh?
Yeah, man. We're in Kansas City, man, on Sunday, which is the 13th, at the Westport Bowery, which I've never performed there.
Okay.
Westport Bowery, man. It's a club down there, man. 817 Westport Road. Me, Dizzy Wright, Whitney Payton, Marcus Yates. You know, it's going to be an amazing tour, man. We've been having a ball, man. So I'm just having to be sliding through Kansas City, sliding through Topeka. Topeka is actually tomorrow.
Okay.
Topeka is tomorrow on Saturday, and then Kansas City is on Sunday, man. Westport Bowery.
Hey, run up that gas tank, man. Go see two shows this weekend in one. That's what you need to do, man.
Topeka ain't that far.
No.
It's not that far, dude.
No.
It's like 45-minute drive, man. So it's going to be great, man. The doors open at 6, and my guys from 93 Alive, man, they do a lot of concerts up here, man. So they're putting me on, and you know what I'm going to do, man.
Yes.
You know I'm going to absolutely go crazy like I've been doing forever, even when I was with Tech N9ne. I've been solo for the last about 4 years, man, and we've been going around the world, man, just keeping it moving, dude, with Ear House.
What's it been like building up Ear House lately, man? How's that been working?
Man, it's a grind. I'm going to be honest. It's a grind. If anybody out there that thinks that they can just do it by themselves without having knowledge, you can gather knowledge even on social media. But I got 20 years of experience doing that with Strange Music and doing that with Tech N9ne, helping establish that company with them and then establishing my own, man, since COVID. And we've been popping, dude. Mm-hmm. We've been popping. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really excited, man. I'm excited to be back in Kansas City. This is my home. I do live here. But I travel everywhere, man, so it's exciting to be back here on Sunday.
What do you love the most about this tour that you're on right now with these artists, man?
Man, these artists are like my friends.
Yes.
You know, I like touring with people that have good vibes. You know, I could tour with even bigger artists and you know, because I've met pretty much everybody in the industry, but I like touring with artists that I vibe with because we're all traveling together. We eat together. We perform together, so it's got to be good vibes. So that's what I love the most about it, and the fans just continuing to support Chris Calico. You know what I mean?
I'm curious to know, what do you do outside of the tour? Like, so when you're on the road, you're not doing the tour during the day before the tour and all that. What's your normal routine that you get into? What do you do on those days, like in between when you're traveling and all that stuff,
man? We're typically traveling during the day,
yeah.
So we travel throughout the day, and then by the time we get there, it's time to load in. I grab something to eat. I usually take a nap. It's not that exciting.
Yeah.
I take a nap and then I get ready, you know, and me and Marcus will kind of go over the show if we have anything. But also my wife and I manage me. And so we have other things to do, marketing. Because you can't just be a rapper. You can't just be a singer. You can't just be a musician anymore. You have to be marketing yourself, you know, out here. And you have to be a social media influencer if you're going to do music for a living. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to do that for 25 years on a high level.
Speaking of wife, I just saw y'all celebrate an anniversary. Congratulations.
We did, man. We've been married 19 years, man. No rapper is married for 19 years. What rapper do you know that's married for 19
years? Or telling you they've been married for 19 years, right?
Nah, I'm really like, my wife's like right here.
Yes.
She's literally standing right next to me and my son. You know what I'm saying? I got my son here, man. I take my kids with me. I decided when I went on my own, I'm like, my kids can't. I'm doing a Toby Wigway. My kids can't go.
Oh, man, the whole family. I saw him and Nas in Colorado not too long ago in the summer. The whole family was there except for his wife, who was getting ready to have another baby. So, yes.
That's probably the only reason she wasn't there, man. I moved with my family. I got my son. My son actually performs with me, my 10-year-old. And then I got an 18-year-old son, Chris Jr., man. He's kind of over this. I've been doing this both of their whole lives. But he's kind of grown right now, so he's off doing his thing.
What does that mean to you, have your family with you while you're doing your business and all that stuff?
Everything, because something that people don't know, man, is that you miss a lot of time with them. Mm-hmm. He just graduated from Center High School this year, and I was crying. I was in tears, man, because I missed a lot of time. And I've never been an absentee father or deadbeat dad, but I did miss lots of time with him because this is what I do for a living, to provide for them. So it means the world to me to have my kids with me and even my son right now.
Yeah, who's ready to be on the radio? Go ahead and say something. Yeah. Who's your favorite rapper besides your dad?
I don't really have a favorite
That's
rapper.
It, because your dad is it. That's it. That's all you're going to listen to. Who? I don't care. What do you like? What you like the most about seeing your dad on stage and performing and all that? What do you love the most about
that? Well, he has lots of good music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because, like, at school, sometimes my friends are like, yo, is that your dad?
But I'm dad first, dude. Yes. I'm dad first, so by the time they meet me, they're like, oh, no, he's like a real dad. Yes. He's a rapper. He's a singer and a rapper second. He's a real dad first.
You don't be using that for favors, though, do you, at school?
No.
Let me get that extra milk. You know my dad.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Chris, you got to tell us any new projects that we need to check out coming out for you, man, with your house.
I've got several projects that were out, man. I did a whole country record with a guy named Colt Ford like last year. We were on the country thing. We was on the black country thing like a year ago. Really, I started it kind of in 2013. Mm-hmm. But a lot more music coming out, man. I always do a lot of different genres of music. So top of the year, again, I'll be dropping a lot more country, man. I don't want to call it black country. It ain't black country, but it is a black dude doing country.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got that. I got an EP called Chop that I just dropped with a guy named Vin J. I always have music because another thing you have to do is constantly drop music when you're an independent artist. So
stay in front of their face, right?
That's it, man. That and the focus right now. And I got a YouTube channel that actually is exploding right now. My Chris Calico YouTube channel. And so I concentrate on that. I do reactions on there, man. And it's actually absolutely exploding. But the main thing is that Fly High Tour, man,
yes,
that we're here for on Sunday.
Yes,
I can't wait. Yes. I haven't performed in Kansas City in a long time. So I imagine this thing is going to sell out really quickly. Our meet and greets are selling out. You can actually get the meet and greet packages right there at the door. Or you can go to krizz.link. And you can get VIP packages and tickets there. But you can just go to the Westport Bowery and buy tickets too. But you better hurry because Westport Bowery is not huge.
No.
So I'm assuming it's going to sell out really
quickly. No. Nice little venue, but you're going to get right when you see Chris Calico on stage. So make sure you check him out Topeka tomorrow night and then at Kansas City here Sunday night at the Westport Bowery. So make sure you get your tickets so you can be there, man. I appreciate you stopping in on the Playmaker Show. Much success for the rest of the tour and for the rest of the year. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Nothing but love, brother.
Yes, Cali baby, there it
Cali
is.
Cali baby,
you got to end it right there. Yes, okay, and I like that too. That's what's up.